The Democrats and Joe Biden have officially said to the American people, we're going to give you less than 10 cents on every dollar we're about to take from you in the name of a COVID relief package that has nothing to do with COVID. Because less than 10 cents of every dollar in the $1.9 trillion package actually deals with the issue of COVID, which, by the way, no one on the left wants to admit this, but things are getting better quickly in this country. Why do you think they're now rushing to get this bill done so quickly? Because they know they won't have the political capital to do this in a month. Why? Because the numbers are dropping because so many Americans are getting the vaccine. So many people in the world are getting the vaccine. Things are getting better. States are opening up. And that is a threat to the control, the dictatorships of the Democratic Party. Why do you think that Joe Biden referred to anybody that disagrees with him when it comes to opening back up in a responsible way like Mississippi did and like Texas did and other states are following suit as Neanderthals? It's the same way than they called us a bunch of deplorables, right? It's the same thing with Joe Biden. I mean, when Obama said we cling to our God and our guns, right? Why do they talk this way towards us? They do it when they're desperate. They realize they're losing control. You want to know what's in this COVID relief package? It's not COVID. This package is actually going to cost every single American. I don't care if you're retired, handicapped, young, old, black, white, Hispanic, transgender. I don't care what you are. The COVID package is going to cost every single American $5,750 to cover this bill. And then they're going to give you a credit for the $6,000 waste of $1,400 if you actually qualify for it. Because if you really work hard or you make, quote, too much money, you won't see any money at all. What is this? It's a bribe. Joe Biden is bribing you. The Democratic Party is bribing you. Nancy Pelosi is bribing you with your own money, folks, with your own dollars. She's bribing you, Pelosi and AOC and Harris and Biden, with your own money. And then they're going to foot our country and our children with the bill and some inflation on top of all of that. Because they're spending less than 10 cents on the dollar on actual COVID issues. Don't worry, we're going to fix all of America's problems, though, in one afternoon, is how they're telling you this bill is going to work and why this bill is so great. Right? You're going to love this bill. You're going to love everything in it because we've told you that you must love it. We've told you that it's great. We've told you that it's going to be incredible. We've told you that it's perfect. You can't be against this bill because this bill is too good to be against. You can't be against, for example, stopping child poverty. Remember, that's what this is all about. I didn't know that a COVID bill was going to deal with poverty. In fact, I would argue that a poverty bill should be different and outside of a COVID bill. If we're passing this bill because we say it's about poverty, then why are we calling it a COVID bill? Well, you can't be against childhood poverty, right? And since when is $1,400 into poverty? It may be a stopgap for a month, but can anyone tell me when when poverty was ever eradicated because of one check one time for $1,400. You want to know why they can't tell you about it? Because it doesn't work that way. COVID, if you send someone $1,400, is there a chance that it might help it slightly improve someone's life for 20 days or 15 days or 30 days? There's a chance, yes. It's not going to get their economic conditions any different than they are right now in the long term. That's part of the lie and the fallacy of this bill that they keep saying is going to fix all of our problems and save everyone. And you want to know how bad this bill is? I'll give you an example. Did you know that illegal immigrants are going to get the same amount of money that you're getting? That's right. In this bill that they are giving out money to you, they are also giving it out to non-citizens that don't actually care about this country. These checks are also going to go to illegal immigrants. The Democrats do not care about you. They care more about buying potential votes in the future. That's what they care about. More than anything else, they care about that. They care about the future of having illegal immigrants who can then vote for them. And by the way, the Democrats did a hell of a job this week, didn't they? Distracting us from this COVID relief bill. They went after Dr. Seuss, and many people took the bait, right? The culture war and the left was, you know, obsessed with shutting down Dr. Seuss books. And I always say, when something like this happens, be careful what they're really doing, what they're really doing in that moment in time. We were all focused on COVID, you know, or not COVID. We were focused on Dr. Seuss this week and being canceled. Meanwhile, the Democrats are spending all of our money. Joke's on us, folks. Senator Tom Cotton talked about this stimulus bill and breaking down how disgusting everything actually is. First, you're going to hear the celebration from Joe Biden, and then listen to what Tom Cotton had to say about this actual bill and why this is such a bad bill for America. And it is a bad bill, I want to make this clear, for America.
Now the bill moves to the United States Senate, where I hope we'll receive quick action. We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long.
Okay, so where are we with this?
Well, Steve, one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have 3 effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill. As you said, less than a dime of every dollar goes to the coronavirus. Just take a look at the payoff to some of their constituencies. $350 billion for states that are poorly run and that have longstanding problems, but didn't even lose money because of the coronavirus, places like California and New York. $130 billion for schools, but only a nickel of that money, of each dollar of that money, is going to be spent this year. Most of it is for future years, again, paying off teachers' unions. And then maybe the worst of all, they're going to give a lot of Americans a $1,400 check. Federal employees are going to get that same check. They are also going to get $1,400 a week, every single week, if their kids aren't in school. So if you're working in the middle of the country, hard to make a living, you get one $1,400 payment once. If you're a federal bureaucrat in Washington, where your schools are still closed, you get it every single week. Talk about the swamp looking after itself.
You get it every single week. Did you hear that? The devil's always, my friends, in the fine print, which is exactly what Senator Cotton just explained. It is always in the fine print. They're going to get paid. They're going to get their money. Somehow, some way, they're going to get paid. How does that help you? Don't know, don't care, because this is all about screwing you, which they have successfully done again. Let me just give you another example of the insanity of this COVID bill. Did you know that U.S. citizens actually have to get a negative COVID test before coming back into your own country? Did you know that illegal immigrants can come across the border and will allow them into this country and to stay in this country even without a COVID test? Whose team are they on, folks? Seriously, whose team are they on? You know, Joe Biden, he kept talking over and over again about, oh, well, we're going to end poverty and childhood poverty in this country. Okay, well, you want to end poverty, then why the hell are we going back to extremely high gas prices? On purpose. This isn't fake news. This is real. Gas prices are now expected to top $3 a gallon nationally by Memorial Day, all because the Biden administration promises. Experts are already coming out, waving the red flag, warning customers to be cautious about driving coming up and preparing for significant hikes in gas prices as we shift into spring and summer. As some may have already seen, gas prices are steadily rising. We're talking about a 30-cent increase in the past 30 days. So a cent a day is what we've been looking at gas prices going up. You want to know why? Experts tell you it's pretty simple. We don't have energy independence anymore. It's that simple, folks. Price of crude oil is skyrocketing, and that's expected to continue because this administration shut down our energy independence in the Keystone Pipeline. And they're happy about this. So you're going to send out these, quote, stimulus checks that are going to go to the American people, and a significant amount of that money is probably going to go right into the gas, into your gas tank because you're having to pay so much. Analysts warned last week that we could see $4 a gallon gas by mid-summer nationwide. They said that we will be Gas Buddy is warning that gas prices will hover around $3 a gallon nationally by Memorial Day. They believe it could be middle of summer up to $4. They believe that from January to June, gas prices could be up more than 50 to 60%. All right, well, if your job is to end poverty, Mr. President, right? That's what you're talking about. That's what you're so excited about. Then why are you not doing more to stop it right now? Goes back to what Tom Cotton said on Fox. This bill is not about you, folks. This bill is not about what you need to happen, what's best for you. This is about what's best for the swamp, what's best for Washington, what they believe is best for them.
We with this.
Well, Steve, one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have three effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill. As you said, less than a dime of every dollar goes to the coronavirus. Just take a look at the payoff to some of their constituencies. $350 billion for states that are poorly run and that have longstanding problems, but didn't even lose money because of the coronavirus, places like California and New York.
By the way, you want to know, let's talk about these bailouts for just a second. Let's talk about how screwed up these bailouts actually are. You've got states that have massive financial problems because they are terribly run. They run their states into the ground with all of the liberalism that they push and all the mandates for socialism in their states, and now we're going to bail them out. Meanwhile, if you come from a state where there is actual freedom and actual smart leadership and people that are running the place in a smart way, you know what they say to you? You want to know what they say to you about those states? They say, sorry, guys, we're going to take your money from that state and we're going to give it to a liberal state. We're going to give it to a liberal state because we can. We're going to give it to a liberal state because that's what we do. We're going to take your money from your state where you ran your state the right way, where you had a budget, where you guys stuck with a budget, where you didn't shut down everything because you're a bunch of idiots. And now we're going to take your money in from your state, from your hardworking citizens, and we're going to send it to the irresponsible states, and we're going to bail them out. We're going to bail them out, and that's what we do here. We're going to send it to California. We're going to send it to New York so they don't suffer. Even though you guys did it the right way, we're still going to say sorry, and we're going to screw you. That's what we do here. That's what the Biden team does. And when Joe Biden came out and celebrated all this, talking about we're going to end childhood poverty, he's only doing it for one reason. He's doing it so that you can't say no, right? Because you phrase this bill in a way that no one could be against it unless you're an evil person. Who could possibly be against ending childhood poverty, they say? No one could be against ending childhood poverty. Poverty. It's childhood poverty. We got to fix that problem, right? Like, it's childhood poverty. Come on. There are 37 different things in the original bill sent from the House that Americans need to know about. They need to understand this bill, 791 pages long, a massive piece of legislation. No one had time to really look at it and read it. This is disgusting what they just did here. What they decided to do with this bill was do everything they could to change this country, and less than 10 cents on the dollar actually went to anything that dealt with COVID. The majority of this had nothing to do with COVID. Don't forget that. This is not about COVID or COVID relief. Okay, it's not. Understand that. This has nothing to do with COVID or COVID relief. This is about a bill where they could get everything they wanted to get their hands on. This is about a bill where they could whore out the bank's accounts of the American taxpayer and then bribe you by saying, we're going to send you a check for less than 10 cents on the dollar for all the other money. We're going to put this country in harm's way financially, and we're going to spend this money how we want to spend this money, and you can't stop, and it's going to be amazing because you're so stupid. This is what they. This is how little they think of you, that you'll jump on board because we're going to give you back your own money. You know, they do a great job of phrasing this crap the way they phrase it, like, oh, well, we're going to give you your money back. You're going to love it because you're going to get, or we're going to give you money. No, it's my money. You're giving me my money back, and you're taking a whole lot more of my money, and you're sending it to liberal states that didn't actually know how to run their own state. That's why I have a problem with you. This is not about what's best for us. This is about the liberal agenda saying, because of the name of COVID, we can do whatever we want to do. That's what this is about. And they know it, and they're smart, and they get it, and they understand it. But hey, we're in charge now. We'll tell you we're fixing all the problems with poverty in this country. We'll tell you we're going to save all the kids by giving you $1,400, and you'll shut up because you're getting some of your money back, and we'll tell you that it's going to save everybody's life, and then you'll be happy. Meanwhile, the majority of the money has nothing to do with COVID. Wake up, America. We've got some serious problems, and we're all on the hook for this spending. We are all on the hook in a major way for this spending, and we better start paying attention, because one day we're going to wake up and we're going to have a major economic crisis in this country, and you're going to have high interest rates and inflation, everything else, and this is that moment when I'm going to scream, I told you so. And the economy, by the way, is recovering thanks to Trump's policies and the refusal of Republican governed states to shut down, unlike the Democrats. Now, of course, it wouldn't be a comment by the Biden administration, it didn't include a shot at President Donald Trump, which has nothing to do with this legislation, right? Take a listen to his comments after the Senate passed this bill from Joe Biden. Here it is.
Of their homes. Look, the bottom line is this. This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive. And one more thing. This plan is historic. Taken all together, this plan is going to make it possible to cut child poverty in half. Let me say it again. It's significant, historic. We'll cut child poverty in half. There's much more to this bill, but for now, let me make one final point. When I was elected, I said we were going to get the government out of the business of battling on Twitter and back in the business of delivering for the American people, of making a difference in their lives, giving everyone a chance, a fighting chance, of showing the American people that their government can work for them. And passing the American Rescue Plan will do that. And you know,
all right, let me just jump in here real quick. Let's deal with this whole we're going to literally cut child poverty in half, right? That's how he said it. Okay, answer me this question. How are you going to cut child poverty in half with a bill that has nothing to really do with child poverty? I'll tell you exactly how he's going to do it, by just making it up. You mark my word. That is not going to happen. Okay? I'm just telling you right now, it ain't going to happen. We're not going to cut child poverty in half. And the reason why I know it is because the bill was not designed to do that. If you want to cut child poverty in half, then let's have a child poverty bill. I'm cool with that. Right? If you want to do that, then let's have a child poverty bill. But this is a COVID relief bill. Why is a COVID relief bill have anything to do with child poverty, as he claimed? Again, full of crap. Total crap. Hit play again.
And you know, it may sound strange, but a lot of senators and congressmen I want to thank, but I really want to thank the American people for making all this possible. So, well, how did they make it possible? Well, quite frankly, without the overwhelming bipartisan support of the American people, this would not have happened. Your elected officials heard you. Overwhelming public support. Every public opinion poll shows overwhelming support for this plan. And for the last weeks, it's shown that. Every public opinion poll shows that people want this. They believe it's needed. And they believe it's urgent. Now this bill returns to the House of Representatives, which has done a great job from the beginning, where I hope we'll find quick passage so it can be sent to my desk to be signed into law. By passing the American Rescue Plan, we'll have heeded the voice of the American people, not ignored their voices. By passing this plan, we would have delivered real, tangible results for the American people and their families. And they'll be able to see and know and feel the change in their own lives. And by passing this plan, we'll have proved that this government, this democracy, can still work. What has to be done? It'll improve people's lives. One more thing. The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the private economic polling initiatives. The economists, as I said, left, right, and center, say, in addition to the needs the people have, we need this to grow the economy. That if we haven't spent this money and recreated a kind of incentive for people to be able to make a good living, that we'd be
all right, let me just jump back in here. It's amazing to me the guy barely even knows what he's talking about, first off. Second of all, he's making claims that have nothing to do with the bill. Because the claims sound good. Now, who's going to fact-check him is the question I want to know. Right? Seriously, who is going to fact-check him? Is anyone going to fact-check him? I would argue probably not. Because apparently the media just doesn't do a good job of fact-checking. Right? The media doesn't do a very good job at all of sitting there, raising their hand, going, hold on a second, this is crap. Hold on, this is not true. Whoa, this isn't even the bill. What are you talking about? I love that he says, we need to thank the American people for this. Well, you're the one that stole all of our money. You're the one that just stole all of our tax dollars, and you decide to use it on a bunch of crap that has nothing to do with COVID relief spending. And then you say you're going to give it back to us to grow the economy. Our money. You got $1.9 trillion. It's enough to give every American man, woman, and child nearly $6,000 if we sent out checks. Did you hear me? If we were really about growing the economy, this really about helping kids and really about poverty and really about the supporting the American individual, family, single mother, then you would send a check for $6,000 to every man, woman, and child. Instead, were they giving us $1,400? Who gets the rest and why isn't it you? That's the question all of us should be asking. Democrats stole this money from you, and now they're giving you back a fraction of it, and they want you to give them a hug. And then they and the mainstream media, they're high-fiving like they did such a great job for you. Look at the Washington Post article today. Their headline was, Biden stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty, and defining move of president. Defining move? Biden stimulus showers money on Americans? You stole the money from us, and now you're giving us back a little bit of it. That's not showering money on me. The idea that you're going to sharply cut poverty, based on what? What facts and figures is that going to be? The Washington Post thinks that giving me $1,400 of my money back is going to solve the problem with poverty. You're an idiot if you believe that $1,400 is going to fix the problem we have in this country with poverty. And by the way, this is like North Korea levels of propaganda from the Washington Post. I mean, the Washington Post might as well be a state-run news agency like they have in China. With this headline, Biden stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty. Show me a study that says that $1,400 is going to totally fix our problems. You want to know what else in this bill? The COVID relief bill also offers convicted murderers, people that have killed people, stimulus checks. That's right. The COVID relief bill that's supposed to help all Americans is going to help convicted murderers. Convicted murderers. Well, isn't that fun? So you're a murderer. You're out of jail now. You've been convicted. And we're going to send you a check for $1,400. $1,400. Going to give money to legal immigrants, because why not, right? And the propaganda from the Washington Post reads, and I'm going to read it again because it's so amazing. Biden stimulus showers money on Americans, sharply cutting poverty and defining move of president. This is his defining move? This is $1.9 trillion. It's enough to give every man, woman, and child in this country nearly $6,000. The family, you're going to get $1,400. Who's getting the rest? Who is it? Can someone answer me that question? I'll tell you exactly who's getting it. Everybody else but you. The new COVID relief package could help with more money to fight the pandemic, by the way, which there's not a lot of money in here for the pandemic relief. There's not a lot of money in here for families. There's also people that are worried that this could hurt the economy significantly by overheating the economy in a way that causes inflation to rise and forces the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. That, in turn, will damage growth and job creation in this country, but it doesn't matter. Apparently, we just got to keep moving forward. The truth is that much of this $1.9 trillion package is intended to reward Democrat-governed states and left-wing interest groups. That's the reality of this bill. Same thing we saw in the 09 stimulus. The first priority of a new Democratic administration is to reward the forces that put them into office, arming them for the next fight they need. The Biden administration will, by the way, no doubt claim credit for any good economic news that happens after the bill passes, right? Invoking the classic, oh yes, look what we did. Republicans, don't worry, we'll all be the villains because we ask questions. You can't be against a COVID relief bill, right? So you're a villain if you oppose it. You're a villain if you ask questions. You're a villain if you say no to this insane government waste. And if you want to know how little the Democrats cared about Republicans or others in this country, Biden literally refused to compromise or even speak with Republicans about what was in this bill. So much for the guy that claimed we're going to be unified and have unity in this country. There was zero input from Republicans on this bill. Zero. This was a screw you middle finger bill. There was zero unity involved. It was, we're going to run over you. We won. You lost. Get out of our way, or we will literally run over you with a tank. And the other big winner here is the political interest groups that Nancy Pelosi said hook them up. Nancy Pelosi delayed a deal on coronavirus relief for months and months and months, then agreed to a much smaller deal in December. Asked by reporters about her mistake, and Diaz, get this audio ready because it's amazing. I want to play this for you. Pelosi all but admitted that it had been worth causing pain to Americans, to you and I, to prevent Trump from accomplishing anything before the elections. Take a listen to this moment of Nancy Pelosi, because I never forgot it, and the other people in the media didn't want to use this. These are Nancy Pelosi's all words, admitting that, hey, it'd been worth it to cause pain for people to go into hurt and for people to go into poverty, to use their word, because then it at least accomplished their political goal of getting rid of Trump. This is what she had to say in December, right after the election. Take a listen.
a loan months ago, and you said, I'm not going to accept half a loan.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. Don't characterize what we did before as a mistake, as a preface to your question, if you want an answer. That was not a mistake. It was a decision, and it has taken us to a place where we can do the right thing without other, shall we say, considerations in the legislation that we don't want. Now, that is it. Now,
so she literally just said that it's okay to not compromise on behalf of the American people under the Trump administration because now Biden is going to be president, so we'll get whatever we want. All Pelosi had to do was wait for a new Senate and a new administration, and then she'd get her money, and it wouldn't go to COVID relief. Even if the American people had to suffer for her to get her money, then it was worth it. That's what she just said. Again, and listen to the anger in her voice when she says this. She's admitting it. I screwed the American people to gain power, and I'm going to screw them again by getting a bill that gives us a bunch of money, and don't worry, we'll give you peons $1,400 while we take the other trillion, whatever that other rest of the number is, and do what we want to do with it for special interests. That's what we're going to do. That is Nancy Pelosi's goal, and she admitted it in December, and now she's actually done it in March. That's what she's done. And she's mad when you ask her a question about it. She's angry that you're calling her out like, hey, you know you just screwed a bunch of the Americans for political reasons, right? And she's like, well, you know why we did this? We did this for this reason. That's why we did it. We can do whatever we want to do because now we're in charge. I don't care if I hurt Americans. I don't care if I stuck a bunch of people into poverty. I don't care. Right? I can do whatever the hell I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do because I'm the one in charge. You're not. We now have the purse. We now have the power to take your money and then we give it back to you. You're supposed to just bow down to us and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You're amazing. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Look at what you did for us. Oh my gosh, please. Thank you for giving me. This is all our money. Don't forget that. This is, they're not giving you their money. They're giving you your tax dollars back to you. And then the state media, the propaganda media, just like in North Korea, just like in Russia, just like in Venezuela, that's what, this is how little they think of you. They run a headline. It says, Washington Post, Biden stimulus showers money on Americans. This is my money. You're not showering me with my money. And then you say, oh, it's going to get everybody out of poverty. Show me when $1,400 has gotten the majority of people out of poverty in this country. It doesn't work that way, you idiots. We know that a lot of this money gets spent in irresponsible ways. We do know that. Now, you have a right to be irresponsible in this country. You have a right to not plan and not save and not think about tomorrow. You have the right to blow your cash. And that happens a lot in this country. I mean, a lot in this country it happens. We've seen money get sent out to people and they go out and they immediately just blow it and they buy some. People are like, well, at least it's stimulating the economy, right? That's what we say. Well, at least it's stimulating the economy. And you have the right to do that. But to lie to the American people the way that Joe Biden did. Okay, I think it's really important that you hear Joe Biden at the very beginning when he lies to you and he tells you that you are somehow going to save the world by us getting this done, right? Like we're going to save the world and all these people are going to be lifted out of poverty because of this. And that's just not the case. This is not going to lift people out of poverty. Take a listen.
Out of their homes. Look, the bottom line is this. This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive. And one more thing. This plan is historic. Taken all together, this plan is going to make it possible to cut child poverty in half. Let me say it again. It's significant, historic. We'll cut child poverty in half.
I mean, again, can somebody raise their hand and just say, I don't believe you, can somebody raise their hand and say, I don't think you're telling the truth? Can someone just raise their hand and ask, how? How is this going to happen? Like, can a member of the media grow just a little bit of a spine, like a lower lumbar, and just maybe crawl to the podium and say, excuse me, oh, great one, dictator of America, little clarification here. Right, just a tad bit of clarification here. Like, can you tell us how this is actually going to happen? Can you tell us how this is actually going to work? Can you tell us how this is what's really like? Just a little tad bit of information here would be super on how this is actually going to happen. It would be really nice. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't this be really, 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 really nice if this could actually happen? Be amazing, wouldn't it? None of them are going to say anything because they're all in on it. They're all in on this state-sponsored type TV. I mean, this is nothing but really state-sponsored crap. Propaganda is what this is. We're not going to lift a bunch of people out of poverty because of this. We're just not. It's a lie. It's not going to happen, folks. It was never going to happen. It's total crap. And everybody knows it. It is total, utter crap. All right, real quick, want to remind you, we have been kicked off of Facebook. They have shut us down. So now more than ever, we need you to help us. We need you to tell your family and your friends about our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Obviously, it's free and support us that way. You can also, we'll keep in touch with you on Telegram. We are on Telegram now. So make sure that you get us on Telegram. Just follow us, Ben Ferguson, on Telegram. And we have started doing text messaging directly so we can just get in touch with you directly on via text message and get around all of these tech companies. Send us a text message right now to our number. Our number is 55433. Okay, that's 55433. Just send us a text right now, the word Ben, to 55433, and then we can keep in touch with each other that way. All right, I'll see you tomorrow on our podcast. Have a great day.